What do you organize your life around? What do you want? What do you do? Where do you look to see how you're doing? And where do you look to get the desired result? Most people look at how they feel. Other people look in the mirror. Yet other people look at the feedback of others. Or the sales numbers if they are selling something. Number of hours they have fun. Number of lovers, or number of times they get laid. All of those are metrics you don't have any control over. What you have control over is your actions. What you actually do. Not your feelings. Not what other people do. But what you say and what you do. I remember reading the book, The Greatest Salesman on Earth. He looked at the number of sales calls. Not his numbers. So did A.L. Williams. Of MLM theme. Happy and effective people look at input-based metrics, thus make their happiness, their good feelings, their self-image outcome independent. You never have any control over the outcome. Only over the input. Your input. In business, in growth, in any endeavor that you do to produce results, you want to focus on what you have control over. But what actions of the many possible actions produce the highest results? You should either test or get advice from someone who knows more than you do. If you want to lose weight, you need to focus on what you do, exercise, say no to this and that, eat according to your food list, eat smaller servings, etc. Not on what you accomplished. And maybe test each for a month to see where you get the most bang for your buck. Coaching is helpful in picking the activity to focus on. If you want to find a job, love, new business connections, you could focus on your actions to generate new connections, because that is entirely in your control. In my business, I focus on writing an article every day, and in every article have an offer. Small offer, big offer, it doesn't matter. Focusing on the results, how many people read my articles, how many orders I get, etc. will not lead to much happiness. In fact, it will lead to being jerked around by hopes and dreams. And disappointments. It will lead to the infamous shiny object syndrome, or to use tactics instead of a strategy. The trap most people fall into. The activity you focus on to get the result you want needs to be strategic, not tactical. Do this, not that. Is tactical. Suppress this and not that. Is tactical. Following rules is tactical. Saying nothing wrong here is tactical. Saying I am grateful is tactical. In your quest to raise your vibration, or to force a capacity to stay open or open more, you want to focus on the actions that will lead, eventually, to the desired outcome. My best producing student does exactly that. She chose, with a little help from me, making collages for certain words or expression, and email me a picture of them. She is not focusing on her results, but when she does, suddenly I feel unhappiness there. Her efforts, making the collages, has produced great rise in her vibration. Other students of mine are not as clear on what effective action they could do to raise their vibration, or to keep a capacity open. They try this and they try that. Getting clear about what one action will cause or contribute to the desired result, is mandatory. Once you are clear what action you'll take and measure if you took it or not, your job is to stick with it. For me, that one action in business, an article a day with an offer, has more than doubled my net income. One action, instead of trying this and trying that. In business, you ask? Yeah. I have a different on action in all areas of life. In my health, taking my sesame oil and doing some kind of exercise that involves my legs. That is the action. The results come when they come. In relationships / happiness, bringing caring to interactions. Caring about the other. Not a feeling only, active caring. So yesterday I kind of dropped the ball on this. So today I'll call the woman whom I overpowered yesterday, and make sure she knows that I care about her, even though I don't agree with her. My sanity. And yes, this is an area for an empath, pull out of crowds, groups early. And maybe keep my mouth shut. Lol. Who am I kidding? My divine assignment, keep generating experiments in areas where there isn't enough. For example, I discovered that I cannot just turn on DNA capacities willy-nilly. In a random order. I saw that people who don't have the site capacity open cannot keep the nothing wrong / nothing to fix capacity open even a second. Why? Because a nothing wrong capacity needs the person to see. And even before they can see, it needs them to look. And looking is not innate for Homo sapiens. Having thoughts is. Remembering, jumping into conclusions is. But looking? No. Now, is looking enough? Not enough but necessary. It's the salt when it's missing, the meal is inedible. Remember King Lear? The youngest daughter told his father that she loved him like salt. And the father got offended. Who said kings are intelligent? Maybe, but not this king. So if you are not looking, I can't turn on the sight capacity. If you don't have the sight capacity, then you won't look and won't see. The conversation I had with my friend yesterday went like this. She was railing against government because in New York State, libraries are closed to the public, although you can order books and pick them up. She has been railing against New York State government all during the pandemic. She is a Trumpist slash Republican. Hates anything not approved by her party. I find it interesting that she is friends with me, but this may end because I have shown my true colors. I explained to her that everything that she finds personally offensive may save other people's lives. So she should be intelligent and find a way around the obstacle, instead of railing against it. I am not sure if she is offended or not, but she was very, very subdued after this conversation. No one dares to reason with her. She is a soulmate soul correction, a speeding bullet. Lol. I don't normally play coach to friends and acquaintances. So this may have been a big faux pas. Being true to myself isn't always a practical way to be. Okay. So what am I trying to say? You should have a one thing, and organizing principle in every area of life. Depending on your skill and knowledge to set it up, it will help you get what you want from life. Health, wealth, love and happiness. That is what you want, right? If winning every argument, if dominating the conversation, if looking good all the time, if avoiding responsibility, blaming, etc. is more important to you now, my courses won't work for you. Don't even bother. My courses and workshops are for people who can say, wholeheartedly, that if they have to choose, they'd rather have health, wealth, love and happiness. And give up being right, winning, dominating, blaming. The growth course, according to muscle testing, needs two more sessions to go through the hellish digging part of the process. Once we are done with that part, I'd like to schedule a live session of the Instant Coherence Solution Workshop, the place where I teach how to craft operating principles that work, that inspire, that will call you up to be productive, and lead yourself to health, wealth, love and happiness. So you have 2, maybe 3 weeks to catch up. There are maybe 2 people who are a good fit, and they aren't in the growth course. You know who you are. And if you are not in that group, I recommend the magical solution that doesn't require you to dig deep, to look and to see, the soaring method. It's fun, it's effective, if you use it, and it can save your a. Check out the soaring method. www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring. You can also add a live workshop if you wish.